This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on India's quantum mission, progress and future prospects. The participants are Dr. Utpal Chakraborty, AI and quantum scientist, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
To build a comprehensive indigenous quantum technology ecosystem, Government of India launched the National Quantum Mission, NQM, in April 2023 with a budget outlay of more than 6,000 crore rupees. To discuss the significance and possibilities of this mission, we have with us a leading expert in AI and quantum computing, Dr. Utpal Chakraborty. Dr. Chakraborty, a warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Chakraborty, at the very beginning of this discussion, we would like to know from you, for the benefit of our listeners, what is quantum computing? How is it different from classical computers?
Yeah, so in classical computers, we are mainly dealing with the bits in our semiconductor, in the transistors. While in quantum computers, we harness the fundamental quantum behaviors of our subatomic particles. So when I say subatomic particles, it could be anything, right? It could be proton, neutron, neutrino, electrons, and all. But mostly in quantum computers, so there are different models of quantum processors, like superconducting is one model which is very, very popular. So what we are trying to harness is the parallelism of these quantum particles and some of the fundamental properties like superposition and entanglement. Superposition in the sense like a particle can have multiple states at the same time, right? And we can encode data into those qubits, and we can process those qubits in a parallel manner. So right now, if we talk about any classical computing, all the operations that we do are still sequential. So, but in quantum computing, we can actually will be able to harness the parallel processing capability. So quantum computers are supposed to be millions of times faster than the classical computers. So many of the computational requirements where we require real-time processing or real-time inferences will be possible only through quantum computing, not through classical computing. So it will be very, very fast.
As you said, enhanced processing capacity, the speed is much higher, and simultaneously different functions can be performed. Can you tell us something about the security aspect of it? The encryption, how is that superior from compared to conventional encryption? How is the quantum encryption more secure?
So quantum computers can break any the encryption keys, right, which are not quantum safe. Because the fundamental building block of any encryption key is basically how can I make something which takes a lot of time for a computer to break that. So, I mean, in a classical way, probably it will take years to break a particular encryption key, because of the mathematical complexity. Okay, so this is something called factorization of numbers. But using quantum computers, because as these computers has this parallel processing capability, as well as these are also very fast, so any encryption key can be decoded in a very short time. So in that way, all the normal encryptions that we are doing are in danger. Okay, but the good news is there are also keys available, encryption keys available today, which are quantum safe. Okay, so quantum computers, in one way, it is danger to all the encryption keys which are not quantum safe. At the same time, quantum, basically part of quantum communication, or we call it quantum key distribution, QKD, this quantum communication is also secure. How it is secure? Because we use few phenomena altogether. For example, like here, these are called photonics, because these are light photons. So we can send information through quantum photons in a way that if somebody wants to tap that information, some bad actors probably trying to tap that information in between, then both the parties, the sender and receiver, will be immediately informed. Okay, and they will not be able to, the bad actor will not be able to get that information, say probably a secret key or a credit card number or some password and all other things. So as quantum computer brings some kind of a threat to the normal encryption keys.
Right.
But at the same time, quantum communication also brings that security that nobody can actually tamper with your information when you are passing through a network if you are passing through quantum communication.
So this is
going to be a big thing in coming days.
So given all these advantages of quantum computing, how do you see the National Quantum Mission helping our economy? What is the significance of the National Quantum Mission for India, which is in a developing stage and which is aiming to become a developed country by 2047?
Yeah, I think the National Quantum Mission has a significant role to play. And already government has declared a huge fund and also will be developing some quantum hubs, okay, T-hubs, wherein government is encouraging quantum research on different fields like quantum computing, that means like building quantum processors, then quantum communication, that means like this quantum secure communication, then quantum sensing, quantum machine learning, okay, because quantum computing and machine learning, that means AI, these two technologies are also converging, okay, and together they can bring a big transformation in this area. So I think National Quantum Mission as a whole is playing a key role, and what I can see is government has a huge focus on that. Because, yes, probably many of the countries are ahead of us. For example, US, China, Australia, and some other countries also, some small countries also, in terms of quantum research, in terms of quantum capabilities, they are ahead of us. But we are pretty confident that because with the help of our academia and our industry, plus our scientists, we'll be able to catch up very soon. Right. So already there are a lot of such initiatives are going on. And I'm quite hopeful that in coming 2 to 3 years, we can see a big advancement in quantum technologies in India.
Dr. Chakraborty, which are the sectors of the economy which benefit from quantum computing, from this National Quantum Mission? And what are its major applications which are revolutionary?
Yeah, I think all of them are to a great extent revolutionary. So this communication, quantum communication, so starting from defense, okay, because I think national security is about utmost importance, right? So starting from defense to government, to other sectors like financial sector, which is the backbone of our country's economy, right? And sectors like oil and natural gas, petroleum, petrochemical, definitely the other sectors like healthcare. These are going to be benefited massively because of quantum computing and AI. Because see, when we talk about just quantum computing, I think we should also talk about AI because these two technologies are like converging and these are, so we should mention that. So, and definitely we'll be able to see a major boost in our economy, okay, if we can actually harness these technologies in our different sectors.
In fact, in a recent paper which Niti Aayog had issued regarding quantum computing, national security implications and strategic preparedness, they had highlighted the ways in which quantum computing reshapes national security in terms of intelligence gathering, military applications, economic warfare, geopolitical power. So you feel that to become a global power, the national security aspect is also a very important advantage which accrues from advancement in quantum computing?
Absolutely. Because if we really can do a significant advancement in the quantum technologies, especially in the quantum communication, and also in the quantum research, in the defense sector, then, and also for the national security, I think those are the two areas which is going to be very, very crucial, because other countries, many of the developing countries, are already advancing in that direction. And India being such a large country, one of the biggest economy and a very growing country from an economic standpoint, from a technology standpoint, I think this is going to be very, very crucial that we in India should focus more on the technologies like quantum and AI. And I think our government already has a huge focus on those technologies.
And what is the progress in India in regards to development of quantum computing infrastructure indigenously? We have seen that in the computer field, we have been very advanced in terms of soft skills. So now if we talk about quantum computing, what is the current situation and what are the possibilities going forward in developing soft skills on a large scale regarding quantum computing and also the supply chain of the hardware related to this sector?
I would rather talk about the quantum technologies as a whole rather than only focusing on the quantum computing part, because that's a little bit research-oriented part, and many of our universities, colleges, and also startups, they are doing some research on the quantum hardware, that means quantum processors. So building quantum processors are not so easy. It requires a lot of research, a lot of time. But at the same time, there are some low-hanging fruits. For example, quantum machine learning. Okay, for that, you don't require that kind of a hardware, or there are simulators already available wherein you can do those experiments. Then quantum communication. Okay, so you can easily do research on quantum communications, QKD, quantum key distribution, and all other things, quantum sensing. So I think already in India as a whole, quantum technologies are progressing. The research on quantum technologies are progressing in a very rapid manner. Okay, so there are many, many startups. They have already developed, who have done significant progress on this area. So if you talk about quantum technologies as a whole, yes, we have got a great momentum at this point of time. Quantum computing alone, it will take a little bit of time, because this is an area wherein huge investment, huge research, and also a good amount of time is required. So probably we'll have to wait for that, but already there are researches going on, and a significant progress has been seen.
So National Quantum Mission, you feel it is a big boost, as you said, that it improves the artificial intelligence applications, it improves speed, it improves security aspect, it improves the sensing and measurement capabilities. So you feel that it is a big boost for other missions of national priority like Digital India, Make in India, Skill India, and different government welfare schemes, their implementation?
Absolutely, because these are complementing each other. Today, if you look at the technology landscape, especially this emerging and cutting-edge technologies, so these are actually complementing each other. So as I told you, like AI and quantum is something which is converging. So similarly, all the initiatives that government has, definitely the National Quantum Mission will give a big push to all other initiatives as well.
You feel that quantum computing really has the potential to fundamentally reshape problem solving and strategic decision making for the government, for the industry?
Yes, I think possibilities are limitless. So these are just few examples, but you are correct, absolutely.
So how do you see the collaboration between government, industry and academia to further the indigenous quantum technology development and progress in the country?
Yeah, so this is very important that there should be right kind of a collaboration of academia, industry, and probably some startups and government, which is already happening, okay, because the academia plays a major role in terms of doing the fundamental resources. Now, government definitely does that endorsement and also support that is required for doing that. Even it helps in terms of framing policies and all other things. The private players or the industry or the corporates play a role in terms of basically the adoption of those areas, I mean, the applications which are coming from the research. So I think this collaboration is very, very important, because with the right kind of a collaboration, then only we can make this kind of initiative successful.
So by forging deep collaboration between government, industry and academia, and by investing in indigenous capabilities, we can unlock the true potential of quantum computing and build a future that is secure, resilient and inclusive for all. Thank you so much, Dr. Chakrabarty, for this insightful discussion on Sunrise and a very, very important advanced technology sector of our economy.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on India's quantum mission, progress and future prospects. The participants were Dr. Utpal Chakrabarty, AI and quantum scientist, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.